But nah, so I was telling you.
Oh, no, yeah, this is what it's supposed to be.
So you got the Dennis Rodman shirt on. Mm-hmm. It made me think of damn baby birds screaming. That's crazy. No, it's not really picking it up. But PJ, he was my coach. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I was on the Giants or what, but he was my coach. And this nigga, like the last, like, you know how we do the last, like, come together, like, you eat food, barbecue, all that, yeah, and, like, get your trophies and shit.
The banquet.
The banquet. We was there. I get my trophy. My speech come up. He like, man, one time, Bryce, this kid, you know how they always lead up to it, and then they say your name last, yeah. Like... So they like, this kid, he came in and always there and always laughing, always smiling. Duh, duh, duh. One time a ground ball came to him and he just laid his foot out and it went up his leg and he just caught it with his hand. And he didn't even bend over for it. Like, just a real Dennis Rodman play. I looked at, like, I'm looking like, only thing I've heard of Dennis Rodman at this point in my life, this nigga wear dresses. Oh, I'm like, nigga, what? Hold on. And then my grandpa. I
thought
that shit
was cool.
I know. I'm like, what the fuck? Hold on. I thought that shit was smooth as shit. Like, what you talking about? Bro, I did not like that shit. But that's all.
Thank you for sharing.
It took that long for me to get that fucking story out.
It should have. Who lead us in today? Baby bird.
For real. Feed that motherfucker.
Sound like somebody talking. Wanna fuck that baby bird? Feed that motherfucker. Shit.
Somebody feed that baby bird down. Shut that motherfucker up.
Damn, look, you spazzed out right now. What the fuck going on?
What's the deal? It's Durag Discussion, Season 5. We back. I'm Bryce.
It's Ted.
And
back again this motherfucker.
You know what it is. Mental state for the past week. We had a cool double feature last week, so.
I'll say, like, a 7.5.
Wow.
Actually, nah. I gotta think deeper into the week. Mm-hmm. 8. Because it was things that I set out to do. I actually did. Like, that challenge that I made, I actually did that shit.
What was the challenge?
So, I challenged myself.
Spaced. What was it?
Well, you inspired me to go bowling, so I went bowling that night.
Oh, yeah.
But on a different scale, I challenged myself to, like, save all the money I had for my tits for the weekend. Get that motherfucker. I'm like, oh, shit, for sure. Like, I had a cool little stack. I'm like, oh, shit. Put that motherfucker right into my account.
Does that change your number though? You still have 7.5?
Nah, I put it at 8.
8.
That's just one goal that was accomplished.
I feel that. Shit, I would say.
For
For me, I'm up at 8 as well. It was a real good week, productive week. I got a lot of shit done.
Sunday was a great day.
Also got a lot of relaxing. And
Sunday we got some good.
Sunday
some
we got
good
some
stuff
good
there.
Work.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
And you know, just a lot of positive things that come in towards the end of this week. So yeah, I'm up at. I might even be up at 8.5. Keep it above.
So get up there then.
Yeah.
Get your balance.
Yeah. So 8.5. First thing, shit, this your question. You might as well ask it.
Yeah, I'm gonna start with this. what is the habit that you have that you do not like?
Interrupting people. That's just like what it is in my family, like all that.
I second that.
Everybody just be getting their words out, and we just naturally interrupt each other, and we don't get like nobody gets pissed off really, because it's just like it's not a hostile environment. It's just everybody trying to get their story out, and there's like 30 motherfuckers in Christmas, like.
And I got something to say.
So shit just get thrown for every side of the room. Like, damn.
I definitely feel that. Yeah, the first thing I do when I look at somebody is I look at their feet and I judge them off of what shoes they got on.
Yo,
I don't care who it is, what it, and it's,
damn.
Like, I look at your face to see what shoes you got on, then I look back at your face.
Yeah. Losing track of time. I feel like that's a habit. That shit just be getting away from me. I'll be fucking.
And then shit gets away. Okay,
and
okay,
I
okay.
Fuck up other people's shit.
Mm-hmm.
And like people waiting on me, other stuff like that. So I've been
holding this shit for a long ass time.
When I'm hungry, just snapping on anybody and everybody. For real, like it's bad.
You start barking at niggas.
All that nice shit go out the window, nigga. You ain't coming at me with a meal, and then we have nothing to talk about.
Another bad habit I got is not, like, finishing conversations over text. Because I hate fucking text.
I feel that.
And it's not like it's not important. It's just, hate text.
It's just kind of hard to sit there. I'll be using the audio messages now. That should save my life.
I feel like an old man.
Just hold the button down, nigga. That's all you gotta do. Just speak real quick. And they could keep typing if they want, but then you're gonna have to listen to the audio message.
Shit, nigga.
And then you're not gonna get quick responses. Niggas ain't gonna be around where they could just always listen.
Oh, bet. Good. Look at it. Put everybody on.
I did. Everybody that's going to be texting you.
Everybody. And everybody has to be texting these niggas too. Mm-hmm. I'm like, this little mic right here?
For real, you can't get to the audio messages all the time. You be in the middle of the grocery store like, I can't hear that shit.
Unless you got your AirPods in.
Right.
You always got to put your AirPods in when you go to the grocery store.
Facts.
You got to play your music. Man, that'll make it so much better in there. Okay, how many
That's
people is in there?
That's a fact.
If I got my AirPods and my music on in the grocery store, I'm chilling.
What's a habit that we do like?
Shit, I like that I always ask people how they doing.
Me too. I do
always.
The same thing.
And I don't know, like, it's just
actually,
like,
I wouldn't say I do.
In a sense of it's like, it's just a, like a natural greeting now. Because everybody asks you, like, how you doing?
Mm-hmm. Not even the hey, hi, what's up?
Nah, how you doing? Yeah.
You do. That's the only way you greet people. That's the only way.
Yeah. Or, like, what's good, bro? Then I ask, how you doing?
Damn, it's hard. Honestly. For me. Not that I have, like, none but bad habits, but I'm just like.
Think about regular day shit, routine shit. Because these are all habits.
The habit I do have, I do not like leaving food and shit out. Like, my house will be messy, but nigga, it will not be nasty. You
feel me? There is a difference.
You
that is
me?
Funny.
Like, you might have, it might get a little crazy, but you will not be finding no dried up food and shit under couches and beds and on top of shit. Nah, nigga.
I feel that.
I don't go to the wilderness. I don't invite the wilderness into my house, nigga. And I live in the fucking desert, nigga. Yeah. So they got roaches up there and fucking.
Oh, yeah.
The ants is running through my trash right now, bro. I killed all their ass off yesterday. And I still be finding real ones, bro. I be high. Like, bro, how y'all
be
getting
murking them up?
How y'all getting this motherfucker? Bam! Man, like. Raid, nigga.
Shit, a good habit that I like. So like, I always gotta have my room smelling good.
I feel that. I got a diffuser in there. I bring a candle in there.
I got hella candles, nigga.
This nigga telling me a candle connoisseur.
Dude. Motherfucker smell hella good. Make my shit smell nice, nigga. Mm-hmm. Why my shit gotta smell like nothing? It can smell nice.
Right.
And I got a diffuser in that bitch. Incense, nigga.
Yep, got out of incense.
And people don't even
Shout
know.
Shout out to In the Black.
Yeah.
That's where I got it. That's where I got this. He got this eucalyptus.
I got some shit from bro, too.
What is it? The eucalyptus and Nag Champa? I can't remember. That shit. Something like Get the Instinct.
I got some shit in there. That shit smell fire.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you the name.
Got some fire candles too. You go to 626 Market? Couldn't make it use that work, huh?
Yeah. I was working with my mom. And then I had to go to other work.
Yeah.
Like, it's over for that. Nigga got back out here at 3:30. Mm. Still had to shower and get to work by 4.
Oof. On the move.
What? Hey, hold on. I'm not gonna put a business out there like that.
Need that.
Yeah, what are you doing?
But shit.
Yeah, let's get back.
I like the habit that we've gotten into of being consistent with this podcast.
For that.
We always gonna make it, and if we don't make it, we gonna make it back.
That's a fact.
Tenfold.
Yeah, that's a fact. So catch the fuck up.
Yeah, that's a habit.
Like it's a damn tomato sauce, nigga.
And I be saying, like, low-key, I be like, man, fuck everything else, nigga. This podcast time, like, don't even hit me, like.
That's one time I won't answer the phone, because I tell people, don't text me. Call me. I will pick it up.
For real.
Shit, not right now. I'm sorry.
can't do it.
I'll hit you back.
But we got a new segment here. Let's just start naming underrated artists, musical artists, in terms of toughness. All right.
Can we do overrated after too?
Overrated and underrated. Let's do that. We'll make a list for both.
Fuck.
All right. So, first one that I had is really not even a one artist, it's a group. But these niggas, I don't feel like nobody test them because they well liked and well loved. Mm-hmm. But if you do,
you're gonna be in trouble.
Straighten it. Migos is the first one on the list for underrated. Purely because there's three of them.
Because if you want to fuck with one of them, because you have beef with right. their baby mama, you gotta fuck with three of them.
Exactly.
That's like.
And like, I look at Quavo by himself.
I don't think he's a problem.
Right.
He might be a sneaky. He might he shoot might your be a ass twice.
Yeah, on me. But by himself, you like, okay. Take off, he a little bigger than the other two.
And he's quiet.
Yeah, he's thick too. Like, my nigga, thick and quiet. Yeah, that nigga about that action.
For sure.
He finna say shit to me. He's to worry about.
Yes.
And then Offset he probably with too. The shits too. Most likely. He definitely with the shits.
But I don't put him above.
And he taller than all the rest of them, right?
Yeah, yeah. For industry niggas, I think he's underrated.
On me. So you catch all three of them, and it came out that
they better fucking win. About,
huh?
They better fucking win. If it's three.
On me, they should win. On me. So that's why it's underrated. Like yeah. A nigga might go and press Quavo in the club, but he in there by himself.
Yeah, so you think.
Oh, but that's where he fucked up at. We had a video from that one for an interview.
So I want to talk about straightening, right? I walk around all day saying ain't nothing but a little bit of straightening, right?
When that first
came out, right, there was like a little bit of speculations about a guy on Instagram that's kind of, I guess, popular, Justin LaVoy. So they said y'all beat him up. Did that happen?
Nothing but a little bit of straightening. We're talking about straightening.
Right.
Nothing but a little bit of straightening. This game, sit back, be patient. Niggas act like the game went fake.
Straightening bones.
So just was a little bit of straightening.
What?
Straightening bones.
You saying?
The situation.
Or
nah?
You talking about the record.
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know nothing about the other situation. But yeah. Yeah, man. The record.
And the nigga's smart enough to keep their mouth shut, so that's another thing.
Well, of course. They gotta keep doing that.
Don't say of course, nigga.
They got to.
Don't keep their mouth
no,
shut.
They have to.
Why?
Because if this is the image that they put on or what people see them as, this is what they gotta keep up. Whether it's their real life or if it's not their real life.
Yeah. Who next on the list? Underrated in toughness. Artist.
Your boy. C-Breezy.
C-Breezy? The nigga is, yes, he's a singing light-skinned nigga.
Yeah.
But the nigga is a black belt. And that's all we need to say about that.
Ooh, I got one too. Since you mentioned this nigga. Rihanna. Because them hands work too.
On me.
Straight
oh,
up.
Say that.
Let y'all niggas know them work too.
Say that. On me. Ooh, it's probably a lot more females. The males are keeping a buck. Or women. Cardi B for sure. But I don't think she underrated. Is she overrated?
I don't even think people be ranking her in toughness just because she's loud. Like, why are you so loud?
Bark a lot. Yeah. It's facts. We're going to leave that open to speculation.
I respect that.
Who else?
What do you think Nicki Minaj would fall?
Bro, I was thinking about it, but I'm like, bro, there's a lot of artificial shit on you.
Yeah.
There's some shit on you. Ugh.
She might get beat up.
On me.
I got some homegirls that I threw her in.
She short?
Shit, probably. Everybody in the industry is short.
Like 5'3" or lower.
And then women are Like, especially shrimp.
Yeah. I would say underrated.
Nicki Minaj is 5'2".
Yeah, she's getting worked.
She's getting stumped on.
I'm sorry. She is from fucking Jamaica, Queens, though, nigga. You feel me? Like, I don't know. Let's open it up to everything.
Overrated.
I know you have one for that.
21 Savage.
Yeah. He built that.
He's from Britain. He got deported, bro.
Apparently he was a security guard at one point, though. He was probably armed. Had to be armed. He's from Britain, bro. he got deported. He did get deported. And Trump brought him back. Right? Or was it Jay-Z?
This is where bro is from.
Playstyle, Newham. London, England. East side. Damn. He's from the world. Oh, week. Hello, governor.
Hello.
Yeah, he's overrated. Oh, facts. I'll take that one. I should start throwing names out. Drake.
Drake ain't about nothing.
Drake done low-key put on some pounds though, nigga.
Drake ain't about nothing.
So would you say overrated and underrated? You think anybody thinks Drake's tough?
No. Why would they? I better find your lover.
Hey, I'll give you this one. Underrated, Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart put the balls on your ass. Don't get fucked up. That nigga got hands.
Yeah, I can see that.
He built, though. Like, he not no little...
He probably short, just grabbed somebody.
Right.
And slammed their ass.
You got that leverage on your ass.
Hell yeah. They're like the same height as Nicki Minaj.
Uh-huh.
That's solid.
You sneak up on your ass, though. You be like, oh, really, little nigga? Bah, bah, bah. Nigga, what? Whoa. Nigga, I'm dizzy.
Was it Kevin Hart or was it Cat Williams? That guy.
Cat Williams
got beat by eighth grader. Yeah. I'm going to not let y'all forget that.
What about basketball? Ooh, they're athletes. The Morris twins are definitely underrated. Niggas need to stop testing them.
I feel like Patrick Beverly is overrated.
Overrated as fuck.
He's just fucking insane. He needs to go.
Like, he overcompensates with everything but basketball.
He needs to check himself into a mental facility over the summer, bro.
For real. He's out of there.
Yeah, bro. It's crazy.
He's out of his mind.
You don't do stuff that you do playing basketball on a professional level. At the park, you could do that.
Right.
You could get away with that.
And you still might not get away with it.
No, but you're going to have to deal with some other stuff.
Exactly. Don't you do that?
Like, it's
refs and fucking niggas stop.
Bro, it's kids watching. Kids just thinking that stuff is cool. People, kids love Patrick Beverly. People don't do stuff like that.
Do people love Patrick Beverly?
Kids, probably.
Really?
Somebody's a Clipper fan. Somebody. And their kids are influenced by, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's a Patrick Beverly fan somewhere out there.
That's true.
Plenty of them. Fuck yeah, Pat. F. Chris Paul.
KD underrated.
Yeah. I feel like KD would probably slap the shit out of somebody else.
CP3 overrated. Niggas scared to touch him though.
It's just because he's a dinosaur. He got a bunch of pull.
But even when he was younger, CP3 wasn't about that business. Rondo underrated as fuck.
Yeah, he got them big ass hands too.
You know what I mean? Rondo underrated.
He don't need to do nothing else.
I think Giannis is overrated.
Joel Embiid. Overrated.
Yes. Toughness. We're speaking toughness, okay?
Marcus Smart. Overrated.
What?
Bro, people are scared of him. People don't fuck with him.
I don't know. That nigga is tough.
Bro. Somebody need to test him, bro.
Facts.
Ain't nobody tested him.
That's facts. I know it. KD. I think he's underrated. He got that reach. Nigga that spent time in fucking DC playing Rutgers. Nigga. Or grew up in DC. Spent time in New York, nigga. Fucking. I don't know. Nigga. Ain't to be fucked with. And he's silent.
You know who I could see? Could he like killing somebody with their hands? Kawhi Leonard.
On me. And not knowing. And they feel bad as fuck after. Mm-hmm. Like,
I'm so scared. Shit, like, I'm so sorry, yo. I killed him.
Me. Kawhi, definitely do that. But shit, let's get into our props and options.
Yeah, let's move on.
Let's start off with our prop, the Calm app. The Calm app, which was LeBron, has an endorsement by them.
Yeah.
Had a commercial. A
few commercials.
They do like guided meditations. I don't have it. I'm not in it. But,
you know, to them niggas for promoting the shit that we
mental
care about.
Health. Yo. Yeah, exactly. They announced that they'll pay the fines for players opting out of media appearances during the Grand Slam for mental health reasons. The Grand Slam's over, and it was, you know, months ago at this point, or a month ago at this point. But we wanted to shout this out. We didn't want to let it slide under the rug.
Yeah.
And for Naomi Osaka, she was the one who pretty much inspired it because she sat out of the media conferences and what have you because of mental health reasons.
But you said that earlier.
Yeah, yeah, she was in prop like a few episodes ago. But they paid Naomi Osaka's fine for $15,000.
That's fire.
So shout out to them. Clap it up. Yeah. Calm app. So go get the Calm app. We're going to promote it because, hey, it's mental health. We're going to promote mental health.
That's fire.
Let's get into these ops. And take ops, the wheel, Tev.
Nigga, right. One hop back, nigga.
Yeah, we're back here.
Fucking Clippers.
Hola.
As an organization.
Yes. Fuck them. And I'm a Clippers fan.
Yes.
I'm so disappointed. And last week I said fuck them. Mm-hmm. This week I'm going to say fuck them again.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all Coach, making us look dumb. Y'all have everything you need.
Minus Kawhi, because he got hurt.
Still have everything you need. You got to produce. And you're in the right position. Mm-hmm. You're there.
That is facts.
So.
Getting looks, missing.
And then there are more reasons as to why the Clippers are one of the props. This week. Pat Bev.
Yes, as we said before. It's dumbass.
Nigga pushed CP3 towards the end of the game on some frustration shit.
Yeah. And it's back. Can't take a loss shit. I use a grown ass man.
Nigga, if you had all that energy, nigga, put it towards the game.
It's not. Well, it is his fault that he busted Joe ass today. Mm-hmm. He had 41 on you. I'd be mad too, but you can't do that.
Right.
He's a grown ass man. Get that man his props. Thank you.
And move on.
Yeah. You're not getting shit.
You did that shit in a Clippers jersey. Fuck you.
Well, he's supposed to. Cause
nah, fuck it's the you, Clippers. Nigga. Nah, fuck you. You did that shit in a Clippers jersey. Ridiculous. And then, not the last reason, Steve Ballmer, the owner.
He's a weird,
was caught on camera dude. Celebrating, groping two grown men in their thigh. Hard, like
shaking them,
squeezing, like the shit. Would somebody probably went to human resources?
It's some freaky shit.
Yeah,
some freaky shit going on.
Yeah, that shit was shit. I'm speechless. I don't even know what to say about it.
You know what the fuck to say. It was not right.
Suspect.
Yes.
It was suspect. So, that's that on that. And all to encompass this, the same old Clipper bullshit I've been dealing with for quite some time now. So,
that's right. So, follow teams. Follow players.
And then, our other out this week.
Stupid freaking Kodak crack.
For real.
He was seen throwing 100 bands in the ocean.
In the ocean.
And then flushing it down the toilet. Yeah.
I'm like, why?
You know what you could do with 100 bands? We talked about what we could do with, what, 5 mil? Then 100 bands, shoot, we could do something
like, what that are you too. Thinking about, bro?
Tripping,
what type, like, what are you smoking on that has you throwing money nearly away?
Tripping.
Like, hopefully it washes up on the shore to somebody who needs it, but it's like, damn.
These are idiots. Don't know what to do with it, like, with that money. Obviously.
I hope somebody, some OG in the game really put their arm over this nigga like, look here, bro. You want to throw money somewhere, throw it in this fucking investment account.
Like,
stupid.
I put my money where I want to put my money.
It's like, bro.
You can't tell no little nigga shit.
Like, fuck.
We talked about this before. You can't tell these little nigga shit.
With nothing.
Nothing.
Correct. I mean, shit. It's hard not to think you know everything when you feel like you could just grab everything off of Google. Right. Any knowledge, anything.
Anything. Straight up anything.
So, is it really crazy to talk to yourself?
No.
Is it crazy to respond to yourself?
Hell no. I think, like, we got pushed into this place of, like, as kids, why is he talking to himself? It's weird. It's crazy. Right? Because you often can, like, think about people that are skits.
Yeah.
They hear things that appear to them that are there, and they respond to them, right?
Mm-hmm. That's their reality.
Mm-hmm. But I think just really talking to yourself and talking through yourself to yourself, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And really listening, bro. I think that's more valuable than not. I think it's more dangerous not to talk to yourself.
The power of words.
Exactly.
You could think something. It could be a thought.
But we talk to ourselves more than we think we do, bro.
In thought.
You wake up, oh, roll over, get up. Go brush your teeth. Wash your face. Take a shower.
I be saying shit like that out loud, like, damn, I need a shower.
Exactly. Like, okay, it's time to get up. Let's go.
Yeah. I need to go get this car washed.
Mm-hmm.
I need to go do this. And there'd be nobody here at home but me and my dog. Listening to me.
I seen this thing. I don't know if I said this shit on it before. But it said, living alone. You realize you ain't talked You ain't said no words out loud in 5 hours.
For real, yeah. That's really how it is. Like, bro, when I first moved into my crib, though, I didn't have no visitors, nigga, none of that. So mm-hmm. I'm sitting in there, that silent, like nothing.
For hours, huh?
Ain't said I don't have to speak to nobody. Niggas texting me, I'm on social media, but I still ain't talking. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Like, I'm just sitting there, watching TV, doing this, getting some work done. That shit real. Mm-hmm. That's some weird shit. Honestly, if you think about it, like, when's the last time you went a full day without saying a word?
What? Never, since I could talk.
That's crazy. Going full days, like shit, days in a row, consecutive days without speaking out loud.
Yeah, bro, I don't think I ever did that, bro. I'm always with somebody. I got a whole lot of friends. Always talking to somebody. Passerby or something. Bro. I'm always talking to somebody. Yeah. What the fuck? I ain't thought about no shit like that.
Crazy.
Hell yeah.
Why is it healthy to talk to yourself?
Shit.
So like just to get your thoughts in order. Shit, sometimes to just get shit out. That you can't get out to nobody else because you know you're all that.
And it ain't got shit to do with nobody else.
Right. It's just you. It's just you. You speak. Oh. Ain't no facade. Ain't no. I'm not going to say this because it's politically. Like, nah, I'm speaking to myself. Also think it's healthy because we have been told like talking to yourself is crazy, so
you're insane,
right? But then it's hard to talk to other people, so then you hold it in and then it's limited to your thoughts and then not always do thoughts like come out, right? But like become tangible.
Yeah.
Because it's just a thought. And then you limit it to just thinking, oh, it's just a thought in my head.
Yep.
It's just an idea.
I'm gonna just let this thought pass by.
Yeah, it's just an idea.
That shit happens.
A lot.
Whole fucking lot.
A lot.
I mean,
then you speak
it. Definitely, because I mean, I don't know how many fucking thoughts we have in a day, bro. Who the fuck can count that?
I try to, like, even, like, just ideas that pop up, I've learned that, like, those ideas that may seem far-fetched or whatever, if I just spit it out to somebody who might be able to, like somebody, you know, just say it, they might be like, ooh, I know, and we could do this, this, and this, and they might get excited about that. It's like, okay, well, now, imagine if I wouldn't have said nothing about it. But now it's an idea, right? So yeah, you can just like you just putting it out in your own right. Like, all right, I need to get my shit right. I need to get my shit straight. I say that shit to myself all the time. Like,
come on,
get your backpack on, nigga. Let's go. You gotta get to work. So
get the fuck up.
Shit. Start to wrap this motherfucker up. Lifestyle tip, advice, shout out to anyone, positive affirmation, challenge for the viewers, or anything. Do I have one yet?
I think. We should stop letting other people's like ideas or respect that they push onto us. Straight up.
I got a clip from the shop, LeBron show that he produces. And this first clip is just the intro with Tom Brady. So we'll play that and then I'm gonna give y'all the challenge.
The following is a presentation of HBO Sports.
We do not own the rights.
There was a story in free agency. One of the teams, they were interested, and all of a sudden, they weren't interested at the very end. I was sitting there thinking, you're sticking with that motherfucker? Are you serious?
Tom probably had no desire to go to that team, but now it's like, why don't you want me?
Absolutely. Like, yeah, absolutely. Sure. I look back, I'm like, I just don't fucking wear it. I went to that team. But they said they didn't want me, and I know what that means. I know what that feels like, and I'm going to fuck you up because of that.
So, basically what he was saying when he came to end his contract with New England, and there was a lot of teams that started to back out on wanting him.
Mm-hmm.
And
passed up on him.
The chip on his shoulder was like, man, I might not even want to go to fucking Minnesota or fucking Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
But fuck y'all for not wanting me.
Yep. That's who the fuck he wants.
Fuck
instead
y'all
of,
for,
instead
exactly,
of me?
Exactly. Fuck y'all for trying to put half of your eggs in his basket and half in mine.
He could have them.
You could have that motherfucker.
And I'm going to come take them motherfuckers. And I'm going to come take them shit.
Exactly. So I would say straight the up. Challenges or the advice is don't bet or tie yourself or connect to nothing that ain't going to bet on you full-fledged.
Mm.
Don't fuck with nobody that's going to be on the fence. Don't fuck with no business or job opportunity that's going to be on the fence. Anything that comes your way, whether you're an athlete and you're getting recruited,
mm-hmm.
Don't fuck with nobody that's going to fuck with you halfway, because when shit goes bad, they don't fuck with whoever they went and put all their eggs in their basket for it. So wherever you go, have that chip on your shoulder.
Something just came to my brain.
Yeah.
Damn, two things just came to my brain. So today's the first day of the second half of the year, remember? What are two things that you would want to get done between now and December 31st?
All right, so we're speaking on what we want to do here on the back end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
This is the start of the second half of the year. I want to create some art that I'm proud of. I want to make 50 grand or more. It's a hot shot, but I'm willing to.
I like how you think.
Make my home more comfortable and, you know, just more to my liking.
Mm.
Get out of debt and invest.
Like that. I said two, but I knew two wasn't enough. I would like to travel out of the country.
Mm.
I would like to mm.
athletes and stuff. But that's all like the business side. But that's more fine, more stuff on the business side. That's in my brain. Get back into school.
Yeah.
What's talking about?
You were saying that. Be more productive. That's one for me. And travel for sure. But I know I'm going to travel, so.
I want to work out more.
Facts. Me too.
More than, way more than first time. Yeah,
consistently. Anything else? Shit, mental state for the past 24, 9.5, 87. 87? Yeah. Say that. All right, hey, let's do our discussions. Yeah. Appreciate y'all. Continue to share, subscribe, like, share. Nigga, share.
Share.
Appreciate y'all. What's for doing? Running the count up for us.
Keep doing that.
And we out. Till next week.
See y'all in the week.
Do our discussions week.
Peace.
Howdy.
Damn, Logan, you spazzed out. What the fuck going on?